say one thing about Fremont right now. It's where spelling bee champions are made. Right? You guys watching this thing a couple weeks ago? Five of my neighbors are on TV. Just putting Fremont on the map. Judges, man, I was watching this, right? I'm like, look at Fremont go. And the judges started making up words. They're like, all right, Gurmi, here's your word. Spick-a-dickerous. And I was like, oh, she got him. She got him! And he's done. And Gurmi said, I don't need to hear the sentence. I don't need a fortune. That word's in my sister's middle name. He just nailed it. You guys are an amazing crowd. My name is Jerry Curry. Thank you so much for supporting us tonight. You guys want to get up here if you're hosting on, yeah?
Predictably drunk, smart people talking about stupid things. Welcome back. You just heard the great Jeremy Curry at the top of the broadcast, doing his thing, making audiences go to sleep, helping insomnia everywhere. That's what Jeremy does. You guys want to? If you couldn't tell by the laugh, by the evil typewriter, you do now know that Jeremy Curry is in the house. Say hello, Jeremy.
Hello, house. How are you guys? Happy podcast day.
Jeremy's been drinking a little bit. It is called Predictably Drunk, so that's okay.
A little bit.
And also joining us is the man of the hour, too sweet to be sour, the one, the only, hopefully, Jeff Koenig. Say hello, Jeff Koenig.
Hello, everyone.
Stranger danger's in the house.
So glad to be here.
Yeah, Jeff is sitting down, Indian style, in slacks and a white dress-up t-shirt. Nice, like, gator boots. I don't know what you're wearing. You're wearing something from...
They're fucking nice boots.
Yeah, and you're sitting there with a bottle of Jack Daniels in front of you and a Modelo. That's what you have in front of you right now.
All the 10-year-old boys told him no. He's dejected.
It's what was given to me when I walked in the door. So that's what I, accepted.
Jeremy, explain what he just said. I have no idea what he just
said.
He's
a moron, dude. Listen, he's stranger danger. This guy is out to lunch. Thank God he can drive. Okay, that's it.
So, for my audience...
God, he's got a driver's license.
Oh, it's very nice to have a driver's license.
I'm sure it is.
I love having one.
I'm sure it is.
For my audience out there, Jeff Koenig is an aspiring comedian. He drives Kabir Singh to all of his shows. You're pretty much like his assistant at this point, like his manager, road manager, if you will.
I guess.
But Jeff's an interesting case because Jeff, when you get on stage, and I hate to say it because I like you a lot, but on stage you're not that good.
Right.
Right. You admit that.
I've heard that from
everyone.
Many black people.
Yeah. So your mom walked out on your own bit the other night. So you're not good on stage, but that's okay because you do bring a lot of humor to the group that we all hang out with.
Right.
We call you the green room comic, right? We call you the driver, and you have a lot of funny shit that you contribute. It's just not, you're not a red light performer, as they say. You don't bring the humor when you're on stage. It's
when
you're
off stage. Yeah, I don't know what the hell I'm doing on stage.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
In baseball, we call that a 5 o'clock hitter. Like, you can do really well in batting practice.
Yeah.
But when the lights are on.
Never heard of that.
I know, because you don't know sports.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
I wanted to interview Jeff because Jeff's got a bunch of weird things that he's had going on in his life, and I need explanation from it. But you can't interview Jeff without having an interpreter. And I don't speak fluent Jeff. So there's two people on this planet that I think speak fluent Jeff. One of them is Kabir Singh, who does not have a voice right now. So he could not interpret tonight. So Jeremy Curry is here to help interpret Jeff.
The Jeffisms.
So good. Every now and then, I'm going to ask Jeff a question. He's going to answer the question, and then I'm going to turn to Jeremy like it's some sort of UN summit, and I can't understand the French ambassador, to figure out what the hell's going on here with these questions.
Perfect.
That's what we're going to do.
Most of the time, it's 10-year-old little boys going through his mind.
Oh, settle down.
There is a little bit of a Ferris wheel effect with Jeff Koenig.
It's just...
Where it just...
The lights are on and no one's home.
That's so how it's been for you for the past month. That's
and
good.
You ask me a question, I can answer it, and you understand my answer.
So, first question I have for you, Jeff.
All right.
is you're dressed very nice right now. You look like the best dressed valet in Northern California right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look like you could park my car very nicely. But you're dressed in dress pants, dress shirt, dress shoes, dress socks. Your hair is done, I suppose. Yeah. Yet you do not have a job, correct?
Correct.
You have no job, and you're dressed like you have a very good job.
Right.
Why is that? Why do you dress like this with no job?
Do you want him to just interpret it right
no,
now?
No, I want to know. I want to hear from you first.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Come on, Sloth. Go. Talk. Well, because I stay at home and, I don't want my mom to, get worried when I leave the house every day that I don't have a job. So I dress like I have a job and I leave.
So, Jeremy, what does he do?
Hi, Mom. Good morning. Off to work.
So, Jeff got fired from his last job. Correct.
To work, Mom. Hey, Mom, correct. You know what? I'm up for that promotion.
So Jeff gets fired, let go, quits, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're out of a job.
Hey, Mom.
Yet you don't want
get
to tell.
My own parking spot, Mom. Things are happening.
You don't want to tell your family that you've lost your job.
Correct.
So you get up every single day of your life and dress like you're going to work, and then you get in your car and do what? What goes on next in the world of Jeff?
Usually I just I'll call Jeremy and see what's up, and he usually doesn't answer.
Because he's working, or he's got things to do.
I know it's him.
You know, we can see you.
I'll go to Kirby's. Kirby's is a good spot.
Kirby's is a sports bar. Shout out to Kirby's in Fremont.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
So you get up every day and dress like you're going to work and then go to the bar and drink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Have you ever thought about getting a job at Kirby's? That seems like it would be, you're already doing that round.
No, there's, the jobs there are, very.
They're worth less than you not having a job?
Yeah, pretty much. Have you seen the people that work there?
Not as much as you have.
Yeah. What are their shifts?
Well, what are their shifts? He knows their shift.
So, Jeff.
I could probably help out, but,
So why has working not worked out for you? Are you allergic?
I think it's just, I just haven't found the right,
the right groove.
Yeah, the right thing to do. Like what?
Or these companies that hire you actually have what are called expectations.
Yeah.
And they're like, sorry, we're paying you to do nothing.
That's not what happened last time.
Yes, it was.
What happened?
No, it wasn't.
Without naming names, what happened?
Because what happened last time, the guys that I was working with are still doing the same shit, and I'm
working,
gone.
You mean?
Yeah, they still have a job?
Yeah, but the same thing that I was fucking doing.
But they did what was called producing?
No, I got eliminated from my last job because I made fun of my manager too much.
And how much sales did you do in that time you were there?
Was it a sales position?
It was a sales position.
So you had a sales position.
What was your grand total in volume of sales in your 3 months of working there?
Zero.
Yeah. Shocking. What do you mean? They didn't hire you? They didn't promote you?
So
they
Jeff,
didn't give you a title by your name?
But the thing is, you don't sell copiers just like one at a time.
No,
like
they don't sell
things,
copiers when they hire
you
to sell copiers.
They're on leases, so you have to wait until the lease is done. Like you don't just go up to someone and say, hey, do you want to buy a copier?
In the 3 months that you didn't sell anything, even though they hired you to sell things, and the people that still have a job, how much did they sell versus you?
The same amount.
They
zero.
Sold zero. So
in
how
fact,
come you
the whole
fired?
Office sold nothing, and that's why it was kind of under like a...
So out of the worst of the nothings, you were the worst.
I guess so.
So everyone else still has a job and you don't, even though you guys all sold nothing. So what went wrong? Why were you targeted?
Because I made fun of my boss.
Okay, so Jeff, can I give you advice? When you have a job where you're not producing, the last thing you should do is make fun of your boss. You got to wait till you got some numbers on there before you start talking shit to the boss.
I agree. And now I know. So
do you wish you had that job still?
No, fuck that job.
All right. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Fuck that job. Words from Jeff Cody. Yeah, you're listening to Predictably Drunk. This is smart people talking about stupid things. This is Sam Marcoux. I'm here with the great Jeremy Curry, the first guest in the history of this podcast.
Oh, Jeffrey.
And then we also have Jeffrey Cody.
Jeffrey.
This might be a disaster, but I don't know. I'm enjoying this so far.
Did you call
I'm
your
glad
mom?
You're enjoying it.
Say, hey, mom, I'm working late tonight.
He's.
I'm going the extra mile.
So what do you do? So you live with your folks, and when you get home, what do you do dressed up like you're going to work, and then your mom asks you, well, how was work today?
She doesn't. No, she doesn't ask. Like, I just go home and say, hey, you know.
What's
like,
for dinner?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't go home for – I get home at, like, 10 o'clock p.m. every day. And by then, she's already, like, in bed, and I'm like, hey, you know, good night. That's it.
Hey, good night.
That's, you don't even think of her paying the bills? Thanks, Mom.
Well, no. I mean, I guess I could, but...
Yeah,
Jeff's one of the weirdest fuckers I've ever met. I got to tell people this story. We were talking about it a little bit earlier. Jeremy remembers this. Jeff's in the car, and I've got a friend in the car named Lauren. This is maybe about a year ago at this point. And I'd only known Jeff a little bit. And I was driving. Lauren's in the front seat. And he'd never met Lauren before. And he goes, hey, Lauren, what year did you graduate high school? Which is kind of a weird fucking question right off the bat when you've never met the person before.
I think we were talking about, like, there was something along the lines. It's not like it's just randomly asked.
It was kind of a random question. We were waiting. We were sitting in a parking lot. I don't know where you kind of like tapped her on the shoulder like, oh, well, what year did you graduate high school? And she was polite enough to tell you whatever year she graduated high school. And then your follow-up question was, what time? As in, what time did you graduate that day? Which at that point I was ready to throw you out of my car because I was like, okay, I've got a weird guy in my car. Yeah. Why was that the follow up question?
I have no idea. I still don't know to this day. I just, just whatever.
Jeremy, I don't know. Can you explain?
Jeff likes to be super annoying.
Right.
He really does.
Like, so is this the act? This is Jeff being.
I don't know if it's an act or it's just like a
Jeffrey Kaufman.
An urge. You know, some people have urge to do crack. And Jeff has urges of, how dumb can I make people think I am?
Well, he's doing a pretty good job.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
Doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Guy studies for a urine test. You guy's a moron.
Oh, settle down on your fucking drug test joke.
That's a good bit.
It's a bit.
So I
did it real fast, though.
Like, so, Jeff, what kind of job are you going to go get? Are you actively pursuing?
Jeff's going to sell solar.
I am actively pursuing some jobs now. I have an offer on the table, so I have to determine what I want to do with it.
He's going to work at a daycare.
So what is this? Is an interesting
Stranger Danger in the daycare.
Jeff has picked up a nickname of Stranger Danger from Jeremy Curry.
No, actually from Kabir Singh.
I have no idea
was it from
why.
Kabir?
Oh, it was from Kabir, but it's great.
You have no idea why. Why?
Well, I'll tell you why.
Why, Jeremy?
Okay. Stranger Danger.
Well, Kabir does not call me that, so Sloth is the only one that here that calls me it.
Danger Boy.
Go ahead, Jeremy. Explain.
Well, I was hosting the improv, and there was about 10 comics on the list.
Itinerary.
Itinerary, whatever you want to call it.
And you didn't even know what an itinerary
whatever you
want to
call
is.
It. I don't give a shit. There's 10 of them, right? And, you know, there were... That's a motherfucking hard name to say that name. Anyways, so there was about 4 or 5 comics to go up, right? I don't see Jeff one bit. And all of a sudden, this cute little Middle Eastern girl comes walking through the, the improv, the curtains.
Yeah.
And then 2 seconds later, here comes Jeff bebopping right behind the bobblehead that he is. Hey, guys, I'm here. So Jeff became a creep, and he creeped out this poor little girl.
What was he doing? Was he just like following her
around? I wasn't
around?
Even doing anything wrong. I don't even understand.
It was awkward. It was odd. Because you know on the improv, you know, in the back part, you're sitting there by the curtains.
Yeah.
I didn't see Jeff one bit. One bit.
Well, the only thing is that he was screaming at me for some fucking bullshit that happened
who
earlier.
Was?
Sloth.
No, I wasn't screaming.
Yeah, you were.
About what?
You were.
I drank your beer.
No, dude, me and you were going at it in the back. Like, I thought the people in the audience were going to hear us from the back of the stage.
You're making shit up right
where,
now.
And
what?
She happened to be standing right there.
No.
We were on the side, you looked like a creep. Stage left of the
I've
the
never
improv.
Met this girl in my life, and I was feared for her because you just looked like a weirdo.
Yeah,
were
you
drunk? Like Stranger Danger.
Dude, but me and you were going back and forth on something.
Yeah,
I don't even remember
like
what
a
it was.
Creep, dude. You're just coming in.
I have no idea what it was.
Dude, you were drooling. It was just awful.
Oh,
just
God.
Like, what is this guy doing?
So, I totally believe Jeremy, for the record.
That's fine.
So Jeff is the only quote-unquote comic that I know that has had multiple complaints from people to a club called Tommy T's, which is a comedy club in Pleasanton. Tommy T's Clubhouse, Steakhouse, whatever the fuck they're called. Who cares? Yeah. People called up and complained about how racist your act was, correct?
Yeah, according to the owner's...
According to the owner.
According to the guy that takes the phone calls at Tommy T's.
According to Tommy of Tommy T's, you're the worst. You're the worst offender.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
So what happened? What jokes did you have?
I have no idea. I just made fun of black people and Asians.
Yeah. give us yes. an example.
Yes.
Well, I think, what did I do? I made fun of Asian people. I said that every time I see an Asian person driving, I'm like, damn, that's a waste of a BMW. And then I talked about that doesn't seem enough
to get people to call. Cause
yeah,
I'll
but
tell you
I did
what,
this whole Uber joke.
All races tend to get together to make fun of Asians. Like, you can get on stage and say a black joke and people don't seem to really like that as a white person. But if you get on stage and make fun of Asians, everybody makes fun of it. And the Asians are too polite to actually say that they're offended. So
right.
That wouldn't be enough to get people to call.
But I kind of slammed on the Asians. I did go on about them and kind of talked about how, you know, my insurance company asked how they're, you know, how many Asians are in my vicinity and all that kind of shit.
That doesn't sound offensive other than not being funny.
Well,
so you had to have said something. What did you say? I'm going somewhere.
I don't know exactly what I said, but I probably made fun of the black people.
Okay, Jeremy.
You probably made fun of black people?
Jeremy, maybe. What did he say about black people? Because we all know it's about black people. What did he say about black people that got people to physically call the club and complain about him?
Well, number one is he assumes that black people don't know their dads.
Yes. Yes.
Jeff,
pick up that mic and tell your opening joke. I'd like to hear. I haven't heard it in a while. Can you do that for us? Jeff Koenig, everybody. He's about to do sit-down comedy.
You're getting A material.
Yeah. This is a free podcast, so, you know.
All right, so.
Give him your best.
So my name is Jeff Koenig. And people say, you know, what's in a name? And Nig is in my name, so that's phenomenal. But, you know, as a white person, I'm not allowed to say the N-word. But at least I can say, hey, Dad.
Okay, put the mic back down. You're not allowed to do that anymore. Okay, now I'm starting to understand why people call the club.
Well,
I'm starting
that
to figure that out.
One of the reasons.
Now, the interesting
but
thing
your ab- delivery is so charismatic, you know what I mean? I just can't see how people would complain.
Some of the other shit that goes on with Stranger Danger here, you were for a while rocking a pokerstars.net like
.com.
Excuse me, let me get your plug correct. Pokerstars.com jacket. Right. So for the people that don't know, it's like a Letterman's jacket with the leather sleeves. But yeah. Jeff's in his 30s. So I don't know why he's wearing a Letterman's jacket. But you claim you got that jacket for free.
I did.
How did you get that jacket for free?
Because I played on Poker Stars when I was between the age of 16 and pretty much 20 until they got shut down. And then I earned enough points to get the jacket.
Okay, but you understand you didn't get a free jacket, right? You got a jacket because you spent a shit ton of money on the site. How much have you lost playing blackjack in one sitting online?
Oh, shitload.
Shitload is not a number. What's the number? Throw a number out there.
What is the number?
I can give you one. Was it 2 grand?
So you lost 2 grand at one point.
Or was it 1,500?
I think it was 1,500 because that's what you had available.
Yeah.
so you maxed out the account.
Yeah.
It would have been 2,000, but Jeremy's a cheapskate. I get it. That's actually not that bad. I expected a bigger number.
I actually gave him cash for that, though.
He did.
That day.
But he was already down two grand before that, so he was down $3,500.
Yeah.
So have you ever had, like, a bookie come after you with all your gambling problems?
No.
You've never had a bookie?
Not after me, but I've had him ask me for rides to the airport.
What? Jeremy, help out.
He's on a payment plan.
Oh, he's paying off his debts by being a chauffeur.
Yeah, so part of the payment. Yeah. He's a driver.
You are a good driver, though.
Dude, he gets you places.
Yeah.
If anybody needs to be somewhere quickly, Jeff Koenig will make it there. It doesn't mean it'll be legally, but he'll make it there. And he'll be there in one piece.
That's why I have the detector.
Yeah, Jeff got me home from like the Cobbs in San Francisco over to Fremont. And I swear to God, it was like a commercial break in between songs.
Yeah, and you're there.
Yeah, and I was like, well, we're here? What do you mean we're here?
Yeah.
Dude, you went to Reno in 3 hours.
You got to Reno from the Bay Area in 3 hours.
Yeah.
That's uncanny. Like, did you fly?
I mean, we went quick. I mean, there was no traffic. So,
okay, with no traffic going to Reno, it's still a 4 to 4.5 hour gig if you're going the speed limit.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Like, what do you think about at night when you're like, okay, I'm going to do comedy. It would be great if I could just do blank. Like, what would you want to do?
You're asking him, what does he think? He doesn't think, dude. There's no thinking going on.
I really don't. I just go up there and do my shit and just, I just want people to laugh.
It's like watching an insect. You know, do you think ants think? You know what I mean? They just roam around and just whatever.
Yeah. But comedy for me,
Roach Koenig.
Yeah.
But comedy for me is not a. It's not a big.
And I've asked this question before, not to cut off. Do insects think?
I think they have basic functions.
They have to. They have.
I mean, they have to have some sort of brain and nervous system. Sure. But I mean, I think their functions are probably limited to the basic ones of.
Do you watch Ant-Man?
So there you go. There you go. We're with.
Did you guys watch Ant-Man?
No, did you?
I did.
Was it good?
It was decent.
Did you buy a figure?
Where do you get? Where do you have money to go fucking?
Well, no,
go
he downloads
Ant-Man.
It, dude. I got it. This guy has no money, dude. The funny shit the other day. Oh,
go ahead,
dude.
Go
ahead. We're sitting here with Anyway, Jeff, will you buy lunch? He goes, what the fuck are you talking about?
So I guess that's a no.
Dude, it was so funny.
No, dude, I get
like,
all the
I asked if he
every fucking
somebody.
Every.
What the fuck
Every video, every movie and shit, I watch it all for free, dude. I don't give a shit.
We could watch Straight Outta Compton right now.
I got it. I already have it.
We could watch.
I watched.
He really is a cockroach. Earlier. You're right. I mean, he just survives.
Oh, I watched the Entourage movie, dude. That's a good movie, Entourage.
Yeah,
if you guys haven't seen
it. Yeah.
That's a good movie.
I haven't seen it. No, I haven't seen
it. I have
any
a
movie.
DVD, Blu-ray quality copy.
Blu-ray.
Ready to go right now.
What about Black Masses?
I don't know.
Oh, Black Masses?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yet,
yeah, with Johnny
yet.
Depp?
It's not
that
yet.
Looks good. That looks like a
but
good
it just
movie.
Got released.
Dude, people on Facebook got out there and it's like, it's not The Departed. It's not. I mean, people are trashing it.
Who gives a shit?
I want to see it.
Yeah, people are dumb.
Fuck people on the internet,
yeah,
dude.
Thank
no,
you.
Facebook
smartest
is,
thing Jeff's ever said. Also the internet.
On Facebook. Yeah. What the fuck are you going
to
do?
I was disappointed in the reviews I got from Facebook.
Why are you going to Facebook to get movie reviews?
But did you watch the movie? Did you watch the movie?
No.
Okay, so go watch the fucking movie and then go tell those motherfuckers what idiots they are.
I'm not going to do that.
Well, maybe you should.
No. I don't care if people know what I'm doing all the time.
So then why are you bitching about it?
I'm bitching that the reviews from on Facebook regarding the movie weren't that good.
But why?
I don't know why. I was just reporting what I read, you moron.
Just wondering.
This is it. An insect. I swear to God.
He's like he looks like Michael Rapaport with six legs.
It's Ant-Man.
Yeah, it's Ant-Man.
You're Ant-Man.
I wish I had that suit, dude. That'd be so sick.
Oh, God.
I could crawl
when you have no job,
right
you
now.
Wish about
dude,
having a suit.
Wouldn't that be
of
hilarious?
I could crawl into
you know, this isn't going to be a good podcast, not because the content isn't good from you guys, but it's because I'm not talking at all. I'm just staring at Jeff and Jeremy as you two morons just talk about whatever.
I sell roof
to me,
windows during the day.
To me, this is
really
this is Ant-Man right here. This is the plot of Ant-Man.
Okay,
it's Jeremy Curry.
For your loyal listeners of Sam Marcou, you fucking losers. If you wait for this fag to turn something out every week,
oh,
and you're
God.
Standing by the fucking internet for it. Oh my God, you're a winner.
I don't understand how Jeff Koenig's never listened to this program before. He's literally got nothing else to do.
I've never listened. I have not. I don't know why.
He's an insect, man. He's
you know why? It's because I'm fucking driving every fucking time that I think I'm
going
to do something.
No, because he's working.
Yeah.
He's in meetings.
Yeah. It's because I'm working. Mom, I'm working.
He's in meetings, Mom. They're talking about promoting him. To a management position.
I see it, and then I glance by it, and I don't
know.
Have time.
Your parents look at you.
Either that, or I'm at a bar or something. Like I can't just listen to it at a bar. Like I'm not gonna watch the fucking thing.
You don't have to justify it to me. It's fine. I have enough listeners.
I know. But I'm thinking like, why haven't I actually listened to this shit or watched it? And that's probably why. Like every time that I'm
half free time, I'm somewhere where it's like a bar or driving or whatever, where I can't necessarily do it.
Dude,
so.
You have no idea what's going on right in front of you.
Oh, settle down.
Period.
Sloth.
Period.
I like that you said that to him, and he literally looked at the Jack Daniels and Modelo like, I know exactly what's going on right in front of me.
You know what? Fuck you.
Settle down. No.
I'm sleeping here tonight.
So one of
no,
the
you're
funny,
not.
Yeah.
Sam's taking you home.
What happened to that couch that was sitting where Sam
I'm sitting on it.
Oh.
Well, this has been a waste of 33 minutes, Jeff and Jeremy. Thank you very much. No,
was
good
it 33
time.
Minutes?
It's 33 minutes. Yeah, we're having a great time. No, this is a predictably drunk to
think
smart
about
people.
All the hours and fucking other listeners have listened to your shit.
Yeah.
Oh God.
What, 12 hours, 14 hours. I mean, fucking podcast you got out.
This
man,
is the 32nd or 33rd one that I have.
Okay,
yeah.
And they're all half an hour?
Nah, some are a little bit longer.
So 17, 18 hours of people's lives you've taken from them?
Yeah, I apologize.
You've almost taken a full day.
Look at you doing math.
Yeah, you've almost taken a full day from me.
Tell
people.
Him to count the hairs on his head. Yeah. 1 + 1.
We'll leave on that lovely joke from Jeff Koenig. This is Predictably Junk. Smart people talking about stupid things here with Jeremy Curry. You can find all of Jeremy Curry's tour dates on Twitter, I'm sure.
No, you can't. I'm not on Twitter. So let me tell you, October 7th, Tommy T's. October...
That would be the KO, the knockout tournament.
And that's it.
You'll be there.
October 21st, San Jose Improv.
What about caps? Are you doing caps?
Yeah, the 24th and 25th. That's it. No more talking about me.
And check Kabir's thing to know where I'm going to be at.
Yeah.
You could find me. I'm actually, gosh.
Check out any local elementary school about 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You'll see Jeff out there.
You'll see
Jeff.
Jeff with a bowl of candy.
I got new candy.
With a spray-painted van that looks like a school bus.
Well, and then you can find me on sammarku.com. You can find me on Twitter at Tiger Clomedy. You can find me on Facebook if you'd like. Find me on YouTube for Predictably Drunk, the football show. You guys see Jeremy Curry on that every single week with the pigskin roast. Excuse me. And then you'll find Jeff in the green room, usually drinking something that he
didn't pay for.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
And then driving us home safely
and
after
that. And giving out to other people. Look at these guys.
All right, everybody. Well, this is the show. Predictably Drunk, smart people talking about stupid things. Justin Turner almost got nailed in the head by a fastball. Says 85 miles an hour. I think we'll go faster than that. Until next time, everybody, keep drinking.